Hey y'all, how are you doing? I'm currently on my knees with my face inside the wardrobe because the noise is too much. There's no light, so it's generators. I've closed the windows, but the noise is still there. People, how are you doing today? I trust you are fine and you are good. This is Melody, and you are welcome to another exciting episode on this podcast. Just with Melody, your one-stop podcast for fun, just and entertainment. I am your host, your friend, and your sister, Melody. You are welcome. If this is your first time of listening to me, of coming in here, you're welcome. Trust me, you're always going to come back for more and more and more. And if you're family, thank you all so much. We are still in the mood of celebration, okay? On Tuesday, my podcast clocked a year. Yes. So I am still celebrating, okay? Anyway, guys, you are welcome, 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 welcome. The song that you listened to, that was Mama Yo by Simi. Yes, I know I've been announcing to a number of you. I mean, all of you, what am I even saying? Today is my mom's birthday. Yo, did you guys see what I did for her? Did you see it online? As in, I am so pumped and excited about her birthday. This song, Mama Yo, was picked by Tolu. Tolu loves Simi, so I guess that's one of the reasons why she picked the song. Yes, so ya tope Tolu. All right, mom, this is me saying happy birthday to you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for being such an amazing mother, for all the sacrifices that you had to pull through, for all the things you had to go through to see to it that my siblings and I are where we are today. Thank you for the many times that you had to go on your knees to pray for us, and you still do that till today. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining and partnering with Daddy Baba Tope. Everybody knows him as Baba Tope. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, so in part as part of celebration, because tomorrow Sunday is their marriage anniversary. Yes, I was like, that was celebration. So actually tomorrow they are going to be 28 years together. I know, like so long. As in, like really so long. So long. But bless God. I know that if I'd I wish I'd actually given them opportunity to actually do a recording and just talk and talk, but time and distance could not really afford us the opportunity to do all of that. So I decided that today I am going to share their love story. Yes, a number of you have been expecting this. Some of you are already telling me, I can't wait. So here we are. Now this story is not that Iyatope just decided that, okay, oh, come and sit there in front of me, my she's rare, and then be telling you story. Hey, you know, things could just trigger it and they just mention that this is what happened at one point in time, this is what happened. So I'm telling you various stages of stories that my mom told me. My daddy was part of the story, but I don't know, I think men are not really, well, I will not say all men, some men are not really so into that love story thing. I think it's more of women's thing. I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I stand to be corrected, but I feel more women tell stories about their love journey than men. So yes, from what I've seen online and from my own parents' experience, I can tell you that it is true. So yours can be different, okay? So you know, now as a storyteller, this is me also telling you, if you are hearing this alone, you are wrong. Yo, make sure you call your friends and your family so we can have an exciting time together and have a bottle of coke or juice, popcorn, biscuit, whatever it is, so you can chew and enjoy my story, because I'm a very good storyteller. I mean, crazy. All right, so this is how it started, or how I think it started. So you can correct me and I will definitely come back and tell you that, okay, oh, they say it's not like this, yo, this is how it is, yo. All right, enough introduction, let's continue. All right, so my dad and my mom, they met in Warri Delta State. So that was where I was born, and that is why a number of you keep wondering that, come, are you really Yoruba or you are from Delta? So I'm actually Yoruba, but I was born in Delta State, Warri, right? And how my mom came to be in Warri, my maternal grandmother, her sister was getting married, and you know how it was in those days, where your parents could allow you go stay with one of their relatives and all that. So when my grandmother's sister was getting married, she took my mom along with her to Warri from Ekiti. My mom is from Ekiti State, my dad is from Osun State, right? So that was how my mother came to be in Warri. She said she was around 3, 4, 5, so she was really young, right? So that's where she grew up, went to school, secondary school, primary school, and all that. My own dad came to Warri to look for work. Yes, he was done with his polytechnic, he was done with NYSC. Where did he even serve? I know he served in one northern state. Either Kisi Kano, his brother Uncle Adida served in Kano. Either Zaria or Benue, one of the, he's a northern state, Moti Gbagbe. So after service and looking for jobs, you know, then Warri was called the oil city. Everybody wanna come to Warri gate that time. Nah. My dear, not be the same thing. We see though, but not be the same thing. It does change way. So that came to look for a job, search for a job. So not like he knew anybody. I think that's how adventurous my dad was and how risk-taking my dad was. He did not know anybody, but according to him, he said, since he was a member of CAC, and CAC, that's Christ Apostolic Church, the church was literally everywhere, just like Redeem is. So he decided to take his chances because that was where he was born, brought up, and everything, right? So he said what he was going to do was, if he gets to Warri, he would locate the headquarters of the church there and go and meet them, explain to them that, ah, see, oh, I'm coming from so-so place, oh, almost CAC ni me, I'm a child of CAC, oh, CAC they bomb me, oh, CAC they bath me, oh, CAC I drink water, oh, so I didn't know anybody, oh. And he did that, really. He actually did that. He did all the research and everything. And that was how he came to Warri. Went to the headquarters, CSC headquarters, that's CSC Cathedral. It's still there. The church is still there till date. Where exactly is this? Morontio. As at the time I started this recording, I remembered. But now I'm talking, I don't remember. But if I remember, I will tell you. Well, CSC Cathedral. So he told the pastor there, and you're like, wow, 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 welcome. They welcomed him and all that. So that was how he came to Warri. And my dad has always been a choir person, so he joined the choir. And my mom too was also in the choir, so they come and choir everything. All of me myself, I'm in the choir. Tolu Lope, he's in the choir. Only that outside now, I didn't know that she's still in the choir. I be a leg, one leg in, one leg out. But the last time it has sorrow, the last time we talk, he's the choir. Toby is also in the choir and the drama department. I think the choir, he plays the drums. Last I knew, so you can see we're the choir family in my dad's family as well. Like my dad's side, almost everybody, or at one point in time, were actually in the choir. So yeah, singing is a part of us. All right, that's aside. As at the time, of course, everybody was doing the choir, and Brother Kinney, Sister Kinney, and all that, right? My mom was Sister Bimbo, they call her Bimbo, or Sister Rachel. She said it was either Rachel or Rachel or Bimbo. My dad, Abiodun, right? So Brother Abiodun, Brother Abiodun, Brother, come on, Brother, 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 they'll be brother in everybody, sister in everything. They'll be catching feelings on my brother. Okay, life I've not spoiled like that that time now. So as I was saying, go my brethren, let us drink water. What am I doing?
This story, they didn't say love story like that. Yeah, I wanna drink water, so I will also advise you when you drink water.
All right, you're welcome back. All right, so my dad, as at that point in time, well, the story has fast forward, you get. So my dad was started dating, it wasn't dating then. He got engaged to one of my mom's friends, whose name I can't remember. My mom said her name that time, but I can't remember. But she and my mom were pretty close, right? So my mom knew my dad, like, okay, he's engaged to my friend, they're getting married soon and all that. Not until my mom started noticing that my dad was getting close to her, like almost, he's coming closer. Uncle Egbon brother, can you going on? Excuse me, sir, can you shift? What is going on? Of course, that's not how it happened, but I'm just trying to add spice to it. You understand? All right, so my mom was like, why is this uncle, brother, sister, sir, his girls, you are my sister, you are my friends, fiance, his girls, please, how do you used to touch another crazy property? Then my father was still coming close, he was still coming close. All right, so not until I think later my dad started asking her out, my mom blatantly refused, like, don't you know that I'm your babe's friend? What exactly? My mom refused him, was really angry, like, what do you mean? But I think she did not muster the courage to tell her friend that this is what your bobo is doing. Oh, do you understand? So not unknown to my mom, she and my dad and that her friend were having difficulties in their relationship. Maybe they've even parted ways, and the reason was because the girl's father refused her to get married to my dad. Yes, so that means I would have had a different mother, or maybe, yes, I think, yeah, I would have had a different mother if that lady's father had agreed her to get married. But the father refused. The father gave, I think one of the reasons was that my dad was from Ife, so he doesn't want his daughter to get married to someone from Ife, and they pleaded and pleaded and pleaded, talked and talked and talked. They called people to beg and beg. The father said, never. After all said and done, and seeing that the man still remained the same and all that, so they just decided to part ways. It was really painful, according to my dad. It was really painful, but it's gotta be. And my dad also mentioned that his own grandmother, I think before she passed, told him that he should not get married to an Ife woman, but should get married to an Ekiti lady, because my great grandmother is from Ekiti. So I think what she wanted was like a continuation, like so that Ekiti blood will still remain inside the family. I didn't know. But I don't know. My dad said it was like, I think like a kind of a passing wish or last wish or something. So my dad was like, oh yeah, what is back home? So as he called Kuku, he said, my mama too na from Ekiti na. He took on shook body. Plus, according to Baba, he said he has been looking at my mommy, what he observed, like she's gentle, she's calm, she's this, she's okay. Anyway, my father will finish me for this. Anyway, it's me that is saying the story. He can say it another way, but this is my story. So that is it, oh. That is the matter. They draw like okra, draw like ogbono, draw like snake. They go small. Last, it shall happen, Abi. If it not happen, for not the end. But I think the only reason why my mom was a bit convinced was when the lady eventually came to meet my mom and explained to her that, okay, see, this is how actually it is. We are no longer together. My parents do not want us to get married. The lady eventually got married to someone else, like the way the father wanted, right? But I don't know what else happened. Dad never mentioned. Mom also did not talk about it. So I don't know what happened, but I'm sure she lived a life, or she's living a life very well. So that was how mom and dad continued. But my mom, according to her, she said she didn't even want to get married, because she said she just wanted to live her life for God. Like, she wanted to be like Paul in the Bible that didn't marry. She wanted to be living her life serving the Lord and everything. She said she was really on fire for the Lord, and she was like, no, she's going to continue like this, that marriage is going to be some distractions here and there and all that. So she wasn't keen on getting married. But she said after a lot of talking, and especially because, you know, she was staying with relatives, and all of her children were now grown up and all that, and imagine your sister's child is not married and your own children are getting married, people would definitely talk and begin to say lots of things that can you imagine? See her, she has used her sister's child for something. Trust Nigerians now, trust people of the world, and why, yeah, they will talk. And she said what even really convinced her was because she entered the taxi, and that time taxi was really, really prevalent and all that. So she said she was in the taxi and she was seated in the front, and so the taxi waited for two women to enter. So when the women entered, they did not know that she was the one in front, and funny enough, they were discussing about her and aunt, that's my grandmother's sister, they were discussing about her. That, can you imagine, see this person, they've used her, because imagine, how will a girl like that be there and no man is coming to marry her and all that and all that. She said she did not say anything. When she got to the place that she was supposed to drop, she came down, paid the taxi fare, and she told women in Yoruba that they should mind their own business. That is not everything they said they should talk, they should mind their business. So said the two women were so shocked they could not even say anything, and the taxi drove off. Right, so she said that was actually like a convincing part, because her aunt has been talking and talking. Don't let people say that I've used you to do something. Maybe the aunt has also been hearing things and they've been coming to meet her and all that. So yeah, talk about finally she's like, okay, come on, marry. That's how she got married. It's not that easy, but at least they're married now. So they got married June 27th, 1993. Do you know, funny enough, I saw their wedding, Ivy. I saw it. I saw one of it. Yeah, that's why I don't keep it. Who want to keep it? Is it my father that wanna keep it? It's my mom that kept it. My mom used to keep things. Jesus. Yeah, that's why I can keep things for the world. Jesus. Yeah, that's why keeper of things, me. She's the real keeper. You know the legend of the seeker, the keeper there. My mom is the keeper. All right. So I saw their wedding card, and the wedding card was written, Bimbo weds Biodun. And I am so certain that it is my dad that chose that BBB, because he is this person that's so into sync of names and all that. My siblings and I, all of us have the same T, Tope, Tobi, Tolu. We have O together. We have A together, right? So I am so sure, I am certain that it is my father that chose that this thing. And I'm wondering, why did they not use Abimbola words Abiodun? Because the A is still there. So Baba Tokwe, why did you remove the A there? Why did you not use Abimbola words Abiodun? Why? I just wanna know. Yes. Oh, my parents also have the T names. My dad's T name is Tunde, my mom's T name is Titi. So you can see that my dad, I know, is my father. I don't know. I never asked, but I am certain that it is my dad that chose those sync of names like T T T T O O O O A A A. Oh, setting. Daddy, correct me if I'm wrong. But mo wa sure, Baba Tope lo se. I am certain. I am certain he's the one that did it. All right, guys. So that is my own story, or that is how they told me about their love story. Okay, and then it's really amazing that my dad supports my mom in so many ways. You know, when we were growing up, my mom hardly had to fetch water. She hardly have to fetch water because in our compound then in Warri, we had there was a well, not so deep, but the well was just there, right? Every morning, or say twice, like if we don't fetch today, the next day we're going to fetch and all that. So my dad would wake us up and we'll go and fetch water. If it was during the dry season where the well gets dried easily, my dad would wake us very early, as at 4 a.m. to 4, maybe even 3 a.m. to fetch water, and the atokwe will be sleeping. I'll be so angry. Ha! Why? Why am I suffering? God, why? And he will get us ready for school. Maybe my mom will be in the kitchen getting food ready and all that. So he really supported her. If she traveled, he would be the one to cook. Well, until I knew how to cook and I continued from where Yatope stopped. And another way he supported her was, if you're really familiar with how Yoruba people do, I don't know how it happens with other tribes, but in Yoruba, they have this women in the family, or this group, egbe, obirin, like women in the house, men in the house, those kind of things. My mom refused to be a part of it. My dad even knew that my mom would not want to do things like that. So he supported her when, I think there was a time that the women in their house, when they had one stuff, when we traveled to Ife, I think they were trying to, like, your wife is not always part of us and all that. My dad said, she's not part, that's it. So it really struck me as that he was really being supportive. So they saw it as he was the one who doesn't want her to be part of it, and not like she was the one that said Emi Oshie. Do you understand? So he supports her a lot. And another thing was, I never saw my parents fighting, exchanging words, and I mean this with all sincerity. I'm sure now that I've grown and really, really get to think about it, I'm sure maybe it was at night when we were asleep that they would wake themselves up and discuss, and maybe, but I never heard them argue, exchange words bitterly, or you know, various things that I saw that I saw outside. I never saw it inside my own parents' stuff, Of course, when we began to grow, we began to notice that there could be some tensions in marriage. But when we were growing up, like as little children, teenage years, I never ever observed it. So they were that good in, like, their marriage was their marriage, children or not. And then, not when my dad also wants to say, ah, when I not keep my wife for me, oh, and I go just sit down, my wife go they cook for now, I beg my wife come. I'm like, excuse you, sir, is it not my mother? Is she wanna cook? Let her cook now. I didn't get. Hey, he's your wife. Say they drag the wife with you. And he said that says he's my wife. Hiding gate, Baba Tokwe. He'll be dragging wife. I see somebody's dragging wife with him. I don't understand. Don't worry, Mr. Kavi have all his band. Has girls. When Mr. Kavi has husband, hey, Baba Tokwe. Yeah. Whoa. Mr. Naso, what we saying?
Huh, daddy. Yeah, my husband said he's going to call you later. So my husband also said that I will just be using husband. You say you're gonna tired. What is that? Say in the canny. Flex is not only that have wife job. You just be using thing to be preparing somebody.
Okay, so do you know funny thing is my mom said that my mom got married in her late 20s, and then when she told me, I was like, no, before I reach that age, I would not marry, I would not born like two children. If I born like two children finish, I'll call the flesh life, my dear. My dear, of course, I've not gotten to that age yet. I planned in my life, like when I was really young, I planned in my life that before I got to the age of 25, I would get married. At least I have at least okay return. I will have one child. Oh yeah, we are, my dear. I'm 26. Ni wa ba yo. I don't know why I'm laughing. Oh God. Hey, Osando boy. That's how I heard one of my children, one of my students was talking that, when they get, they were just saying, it was as though I was listening to myself saying the things that I heard myself say, or I was saying then when I was really young, like, but if I get to 25, I would do this. I was just looking at her. And I just said, should I tell this girl? I said, no. Don't spoil our dreams. Let her continue. We all have different dreams, my dear. Alright, guys. That is the story of my parents, how they got to meet each other. My dad is from Ile-Ife, Osun State, Nigeria. And I think I'm a mix of everything. Anyway, I am Ife, I am Okemesi, that's Okemesi Nekiti from my mom's side. I'm also Deltan. And yes, let me tell you something that Baba Tokwe did. Baba Tokwe did not want me to study in Uniben or Delsu, that's Delta State University. So he made sure that I schooled in one university in the Yoruba side, because according to him, we were beginning to act too much like Deltans. And at a point in time, I wanted to ask him that, see, if you did not want us to act like Deltans, you should have not married here now. You should have gone marry Osun State and raise your children there, Abby. Is the environment. I know a number of people who still do not believe that I'm actually Yoruba. They just feel that you're just Yoruba by your name. See, my Yoruba has even improved. If you hear me years ago, my dad can even testify. Even till now, if you hear me speak Yoruba, you can really tell that this one Yoruba na broken Yoruba, but please, where we want to speak Pidgin, we used to represent girls, because you can't shame me now. If you shame me in Yoruba, at least I should be able to represent somewhere. So I'm a mix of Ife, I'm a mix of Okemesi Ekiti. Okemesi Ekiti, let me pronounce it before Baba Toko will come for me. and I'm also a mix of Delta, right? So just mix it up, and you have to meet up with. All right, guys, thank you all so much. What do you all think about my parents' love story? Send in your well wishes to them, and I will make sure that they get your well wishes. Okay, thank you all so much for doing this with me. I'm really happy this story is not, I thought the story would be very, very long, but here we are, not so long, and I know you enjoyed every bit of it. Let me know what you think. Do you think something happened? Do you think that because Ufoma was saying wanted that so now walk your papa a corner if carry wife go to. So do let me know, send them your well wishes. Tomorrow is their 28th year wedding anniversary. Send them your well wishes and I will send it to them. Thank you all so much for doing this with me. Thank you for celebrating me on my 1 year podcast anniversary. The gifts are still rolling in. I don't mind. I will still collect gifts even to the end of this year. I will keep collecting gifts. Thank you all so much for doing this with me. I will leave you with one song that my parents love listening to. Baby mi jowo jeka joma gbadun. They love the song, and that's by Chief Ebenezer Obey. I grew up listening to many old school songs because of my parents. All right, guys, till another Saturday. Bye. I love you. Mwah.
Moya yi lo nse ke oko re elegan bantan e ko ma ma se gba o idunu la ni foko ka ya ko mo ke oko orire lo je faya to ba mo ke oko o oni temi o aya bi ke mi gbo temi o gbo temi o baby gbo temi o Jaka so wa pa da kun ye iwa ya mi ilo si waju oko o nbe lo wa ya o ilo si waju aya o nbe lo oko o pa de mi a baby e pa de mi oye Ekoma ma se gba o. Pa de mi o baby, pa de mi o ye.